Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am your host, Kate Romero, and I would like to give some gratitude out to Don Newsom and Seth Hendrick and Douglas Newsom at BBS Radio for providing us with this wonderful platform to raise consciousness using positive media. I have a wonderful surprise tonight, and her name is Lisa Nichols. And I'm sure most of you know who Lisa Nichols is, and those of you who do not will be left with a wonderful impression of this woman. Our topic tonight is, it's time to say yes, yes, no matter what. And Lisa has a new book out called No Matter What, and I'm going to give you her website right now so you can pull that up and take a look at who we are speaking to, www.lisa-nichols.com, and I'll spell that for you. www.lisa-nichols.com. And for those of you who would like to call in during the show, we would love to hear from you. And those numbers are toll-free in the U.S. only, 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada only, 888-815-9756. And I'll just give you a little bit of background on Lisa Nichols. Lisa is one of the 24 teachers in the mega phenomenal book and film, The Secret. And she believes it's time for your breakthrough, and so do I. And she wants to know, what are your goals? Perhaps you'd like to create a healthier, more fulfilling relationship, stabilize your finances and live abundantly, build supreme self-esteem, enjoy optimum health and well-being, or find your passion in life. If you're ready to break through and actually attain those goals, it's time that you met Lisa Nichols. One of the featured teachers of The Secret, Lisa's powerful message of personal empowerment has helped thousands of people make significant positive changes in their lives. Groups from corporate executives to teenagers have been motivated by her inspiring presentations, and she's been honored worldwide for her passion and drive. Perhaps you're familiar with Lisa as the author of the two of the best-selling Chicken Soup for the Soul books, or you may have seen her on several TV appearances. Her electrifying energy is unforgettable, and she looks forward to working with you or your organization to facilitate a life-altering change and changes that have resulted in Lisa being referred to as the breakthrough specialist by her industry peers. I'll give you some of Lisa's personal bio. Other than being a best-selling author, she's a popular public speaker, a powerful coach, and a charismatic teacher. I can tell you that for sure. I just saw her speak recently at Agape. She's reached millions both nationally and internationally with her powerful message of empowerment, service, excellence, and gratitude. Her participation in the self-development phenomenon, The Secret, catapulted her to popularity across the globe. Lisa has appeared on The Oprah Winfrey Show, Extra, Larry King Live, and the NBC's Emmy Award-winning show Starting Over. In addition, Lisa is the founder of Motivating the Masses and CEO of Motivating the Teen Spirit, LLC. Her transformational workshops impact the lives of hundreds of thousands of teens and adults. So without further ado, I know there's much more I could say about Lisa, but I would like her to be able to tell you that herself. She's got quite a diverse background, and for anybody out there who's struggled in their life, and that means everyone, because the human condition requires this of us. That's why we're here, to become the best we can be. Lisa is a living example of that, a shining light that is only getting brighter all the time. So without further ado, I'd love to bring on Lisa Nichols. Hi, Lisa.
Hi there, Kate. Thank you so much for the warm and loving welcome. I'm sitting here going, wow, I feel embarrassed to even talk after that. Thank you so much for the love.
Oh, you totally walk your talk. And I'm telling you, when we recently saw you speak at Agape, when Michael Beckwith was out of town, Reverend Michael was out of town, you completely captivated everybody. And I think you did three services that
day. I did. I arrived at about 6:15 in the morning and left at about quarter to four.
Oh yeah, it was about quarter to four.
It was.
And you were just, I think that as you continue, because you're living your purpose and it lights you up and gives you vitality, that the longer you were out there, the better you got and the more connected to source you became, because you were just on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, John and I were sitting there laughing and crying and crying until we were laughing again and laughing until we were crying again. It was just, you know, your story speaks to every single one of us.
Yeah.
on some level or the other.
Yeah.
And your accomplishments and your overcoming and where you come from and your humor and your wit and wisdom is just really a wonderful part of your charisma. And I just really hope that everybody listening can get a chance to see you. And I know that you have on your website a way for people to watch you at lisa-nichols.com/meetlisa/watchlisa, where they can just go and watch some video of you on your website.
Yes, yes. And they also, while we're on tour, you know, this is such a great time. You know, Kate, when I started, first of all, thank you for all the wonderful compliments. I believe that when we are the acknowledgement, when we go to our core and we tap into source and we look for that authentic part of us, that realness, the just that core being, we'll find that we have so much more alike than different. So I appreciate you saying I connected with everyone, because when we pass the gender, we pass the culture, we pass the religion, we pass the geographical origin, and we go to hope. Hope has no color. You know, forgiveness has no geographical location.
Mm.
You know, aspiration and determination, you know, has no religious background. When you find those core things that unite all of us, that's when we don't become one race or another. We simply become the human race.
Mm.
And so what we experienced that day at Agape was our heartbeats together and our finding the common denominator, acknowledging and celebrating the differences, but really celebrating our likeness and just really recognizing that we're all in this together, that none of us wants to be alone, all of us has aspirations, we've all been knocked down, and we all have the right, the birthright, to always get back up. And I believe that, you know, when I was in The Secret, one of the things that inspired people was that it leveled the playing field. It said we all have a right. We all have the ability. We all have the power. And so now, you know, on the No Matter What tour and really launching a No Matter What movement, and I just got to tell you that it really is a No Matter What movement, that in order for all of us to get through, any of us to get through this time, you know, this thing that they've called the recession, which I believe 85 or more percent of the recession is mental and emotional, which is great because then we can choose to not be a part of it.
Hallelujah. For saying that, thank you, girl. I feel.
You know, it's like, okay, good. So if it's mental, emotional, then that's my choice.
Yep.
But I realize that when we're looking at walking and thriving in moments like this, it's when we dig our heels in and we say, listen, it's when I pull out the champion in me.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I set the champion in myself free that this can occur. So what we did in March at Reverend Michael's place was simply allow our champions to peek out and play with one another and enjoy one another, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was just incredible. And I sure do hope you get your own show. I mean, I really do. I'm talking network. Prime time.
Well, there's things that are happening. They're in the works. You know what? You know what I realized, Kate, that you say that, and other many, many people say that, because you see the likeness in us, and it's that celebration of this is who I am, no apologies. I've made some really great decisions in my life, and I've made some really stupid decisions in my life, too, and both are absolutely okay. And one gave me a great experience, and the other gave me a great lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get to use everything. And, you know, when people ask me in a nutshell, so what's your book about? I said, well, the book is about being able to use everything. Like, mm-hmm. There's not one part of your experience, the high, the low, the good, the bad, the happy, the sad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
There's not one part of your experience, of my experience, that I can't use to help me move forward. That's the sweetness of when you decide to take on what I call a no matter what mindset. That means I'm going to utilize everything that comes in my path as fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. You bring it my way, and I'm going to use it as fuel. I have to use it as fuel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to turn around the fact that I was born and raised in South Central Los Angeles. I lived between the Harlem Crip 30s and the Rollin 60s, and Kate, those are not cheerleading squads.
We know.
and I, you know, I dealt with being overweight for a while. I looked in the mirror for years and didn't love who I saw. I had to find a way to use all of that as my fuel so that I can show up and be the person that I am today. And I'm by far, I'm not perfect, but I'm inside this perfect place called enjoying my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to learn how to relate to everything that has occurred. And what I talk about, and what I'm talking about on this national tour, which everyone is invited to come to eight different places that I'll be speaking for free. I love it. I'm just so grateful. The publisher is underwriting this tour so that everyone can come in and play for free. But what I'll talk about is building your bounce back muscles. That most of the time we're looking at how do I lunge forward? How do I take advantage? What are the 1, 2, 3s of a successful life? Well, what I love to talk about is what's number zero? What's number zero of a successful life, which means what happens to me, Kate, when that relationship that I thought was the one ends up not being the one.
Right.
When all of a sudden I had to say goodbye to a loved one before I was ready to say goodbye. They passed on. They transitioned. And I wasn't ready to let him go. I wasn't ready to let her go.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when I said yes to something and, oh, my God, I realize now I should have said no?
Mm.
What happens when I put on this jacket called 40 pounds?
Mm.
What happens when the unexpected occurs? How do I bounce back? Kate, I believe that that's zero. That's not one. That's not the 1, 2, 3 of living a successful life. That's the zero. You know, I talk about and page 71, that's a real sacred page to me in the book because it talks about getting off the nail.
Mm.
And I realize that I talk about how I was lying on a nail, and I say lying on a nail because I tell a quick story about a gentleman who walked past the house and saw the little old lady rocking and a little old man rocking on a porch and heard the dog moaning. And he passed by the house a second day and heard the dog moaning again. And he said, if I pass by this house a third day and the dog's moaning, I'm going to ask the lady, what's going on with her dog? So the third day he walks past the house and the dog's moaning and he asked the lady, what's going on with your dog? And she said, well, honey, he's lying on a nail.
Mm.
And he said, well, if he's lying on a nail and it hurts, why doesn't he get up? She said, well, honey, because it hurts just enough for him to moan about it, not enough for him to move yet.
That's a great story.
and I realized I have to dedicate some time to look at, oh, am I lying on any nails? And so,
right.
So on page 71 through about 79, I really talk about identifying the nail and then learning how to get off the nail and recognizing when you're on it. So it's those kind of gifts that we definitely want to be able to have and need to understand that's what makes us us, and that's okay, you know?
Mm-hmm. I do know, and I just really want to commend you on your absolutely stunning transparency of even looking or considering to try on to look for a nail you might be laying on, because so many of us don't even have any knowing of a nail. We just know we don't feel right, and we don't know why, and we think it's because of something out there when it's actually something inside that we think about ourselves that is the nail. There's many things about what we think about ourselves that is the nail.
Oh, yes. Oh, when you talk about, like, my number one reason why I didn't become a speaker 5 years earlier was because of my negative self-talk.
Oh, I bet.
No one had to join the choir. My choir was singing. I say on some days I had a consultant chattering in my ear that I wasn't going to make it. On some days I had, you know, I had a whole committee in my head telling me I wasn't going to make it. And on some days, Kate, I had the entire Verizon network chatter in my head.
I hear you.
You know, telling me, can you hear me now, Lisa? You're not going to do it. Can you hear me now, Lisa? You're not going to do it.
Yep.
And so I had to learn how, and I talk about that in one of the first two chapters. I talk about how do you identify your negative self-talk, and then how do you neutralize it,
right?
You know, because that's a powerful being. And it wasn't until I learned how to manage my chatter, which is why I handled it at the beginning of the book. Let's learn how to manage our chatter.
Right.
Because that chatter will go everywhere you go.
Of course. Yep. Just like the Verizon people.
Like the Verizon people saying, can you hear me now?
Yep, yep.
You know, and you want to say, I've learned how to tune you out. Or, yes, I can hear you, but I've learned how to manage you. Like, now I'm playing really big. And I remember when I was on my way to South Africa and I was meeting dignitaries, a whole nother level of chatter kicked in, you know, on my 21-hour flight.
Right.
But what had happened was I had built my bounce back muscles. So I learned how to look at what the conversation was that was going on in my head, look at how it was impacting me, and then neutralize it.
Right.
That one step alone, Kate, can really help to take someone's life to the next level alone.
It can. It can. And, you know, it's so funny we're talking about this, and I'm really looking forward to reading pages 71 through 79 and all the rest of them, too.
Yes.
But for myself, to be transparent, I will admit that I've recently caught what I call the butt-kicking committee in my head, and there are parties going on that are all about me that I didn't even realize were happening, and so I caught myself in the act of actually feeling pain from a thought I had about myself. And then when I felt that pain, I went, why'd I do that? Why'd I do that to myself? What'd I do that for?
Yeah.
If this was somebody outside of me, I would get a restraining order against them for doing that to me,
right.
And I did it to myself.
Yeah.
So what I've been doing lately is, I'm not a smoker, but to give myself an image of what I'm doing to myself when I'm doing it, when I start having those thoughts of you can't, or you know what they all sing their own song.
Absolutely.
I'll just say, I'm a non-smoker. So John and I are having fun, John, my new husband, John Steller, and I are having fun saying, you know, he knows when I'm having that thought when I just say I'm a non-smoker, and he says, yes, you are, you're a non-smoker. And and I said, if we were both smokers and I'm trying to quit a bad habit, you would help me, right? And he said, yes. So we use that analogy just so that I can be verbal about there's something going on in my head that doesn't feel good.
May I give you another process as well?
Please.
And this is in chapter one. I believe this cover is in chapter one. I think you'll find great value in this. Make a list, and this has been the single one of the most effective exercises that my clients have done, and they come back to me and say that it was that one, and that is to what we call expose the lies.
Mm-hmm.
Because your negative self-talk are lies. It's not true. It's a lie. It's not who you really are. It's who you're saying you are in the moment, right? I'm not lovable. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'll never have true success. You know, am I worthy to be loved? All of that, those are lies, right? Mm-hmm. That's not who we've been designed to be. So take a stack of paper, 10 sheets of blank paper, and get a pencil and also get a red pen. And I want you to write down the lies, every lie that you tell yourself. Use all 10 sheets and skip 3 to 4 lines between every lie, and write them down in pencil. And just write lie after lie after lie after lie. You'll walk away from the paper, you'll think about another lie, go back and write it. Don't get concerned when you get to page 5.
Right.
Don't worry. The more successful you are, the more pages you'll have, okay? So applaud yourself when you get to page 14, right? And so, when you finish with each of the lies, then go back and write the truth in red ink in the blank lines. Because you know that it's a lie, so you know that there must be a truth.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, oh, I don't know what the truth is, go a little deeper, because you know there's a truth. That's why you identify the previous conversation as a lie.
Right.
Okay? You might just be so used to the lie that it's hard for you to write the truth down, and it doesn't matter if you believe it yet. Just write the truth down, whether you believe it or not. What will happen is, then begin to read the pencil, then read the red. Read the pencil, read the red. Read the lie, then read the truth. And then go back after 2 days of doing that and erase the pencil and only be left with the red. What will happen is, in neurolinguistic programming, is that the next time you think about that lie, you'll automatically see the red ink in your head, and your mind will bounce over to the truth.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so cool. It's so cool. Try it.
That is so inspiring. I mean, I have this place in my tummy I call my knower, and it's going crazy over there.
Yes, when you do it, it's really going to go off the chart.
Yeah.
Now, I explain it a little more in the book, so you'll get a little more detail, and I walk you through step by step, and I promise you, and it's going to be that thing that you keep, and then you'll just keep a pad, and every time a lie comes up, you'll write it. Now, what you have to know is that as your seasons change, meaning as you begin to take on new projects, do new things, your lies are going to change with it, so you'll have to create another truth for those.
Right.
Okay, it's an ongoing process.
Yeah.
But that's good. That's one. And you know, I love that we can even do this on this call, because a lot of times a lot of people thought that the book was just about my life, or the book was just about how do you do this. Well, what I wanted it to be as well was interactive. So there's an action step. There's several action steps at the end of every chapter to help you build a particular muscle. I talk about in this book your understanding muscle, your faith in myself muscle, your I know like I know like I know muscle, which is your faith in a higher power muscle, your say yes muscle. How do you say yes to something bigger than you? And your forgiveness muscle. And I do some other ones. But, you know, I didn't want to just talk about them and not give people some chewing, you know, bite-sized, palatable pieces to actually do. Right then, as soon as you close the book, you can do it.
Well, you're a natural coach, Lisa, and a great coach will always amplify a person's best parts, and that's what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I didn't call it that, but I guess you're absolutely right. You know, I was asked to do, as you know, I was asked to do a talk show, and I got to tell you, it was painful. It was painful to just sit there and talk to people. I wanted to pull up my sleeves, and they kept wanting me to pitch to commercial and throw to tease to the next segment. I'm thinking, this woman is hurting. I want to jump in there and help her.
Right.
And I realized you have to, you know, knowing your purpose is as much about knowing what you shouldn't be doing as it is about knowing what you should be doing.
Now, there's some brilliant wisdom.
You know, even if it's big, I mean, you cannot imagine how huge the contract was for me to do a talk show.
Right.
And what I realized is that's not the absolute best use of my time. Would have made me a household name? Possibly. Would have made a lot of money? Absolutely. But would have been the best use of my time. And so your purpose, being on point, it has as much to do with knowing what you should not be doing as it does, as it has to do with you knowing what you should be doing.
Exactly, and I couldn't agree more. And I have a question for you, and that is this. What is the best use of Lisa Nichols' time?
I appreciate you asking that. I am someone who, the only difference between me and many people who are still really looking for that it in themselves is that I've bounced back. I've bounced back a few more times.
Right.
And so that thing that I should be doing is really helping people to turn their breakdowns into their breakthroughs, to helping people to see that no matter what your journey is, it's perfectly prepared you for a phenomenal future. That someone said once, Lisa, you feel like the average person's permission slip to be extraordinary. Oh, he said the ordinary person's permission slip to be extraordinary.
Wonderful.
And I got that. I would never have said that about myself, you know. But I'm that girl, Kate, that struggled 12 years in school. I'm that girl who I never, ever would have passed a beauty test, contest. That wasn't me. It wasn't my gift. I wasn't the smartest. I wasn't the prettiest. At times, I was the heaviest. I'm that woman who struggled with nearly 100 pounds overweight at one time. I'm that woman who had a lot of sex looking for a little love because I thought that the room called love had to be entered through the door called sex. I'm that woman. I'm that woman who, as strong and powerful as she is, was so lonely that she ended up in a abusive relationship that I wouldn't have called abusive because I didn't know what abuse looked like when it was emotional abuse.
Right.
But when I got picked up and thrown 3 feet across the room, I sure could identify physical abuse.
Right. Right.
So I'm that woman who I believe that God is using to say to everyone listening to my voice and to your voice that you don't get to succeed in spite of your past, you get to succeed because of your past.
Absolutely. People succeed when they realize that their failures are the preparation for their victories. And that's what you've done.
Absolutely. And I think that my life statement is to make resiliency, determination, and a no matter what mindset, to make it a conscious decision. No matter what, to me, is not a statement. It's a decision.
Right.
It's not a sexy cliche. It's a decision.
Mm-hmm.
It says, when you say no matter what, you remove all other options off the table.
You know what? After John and I saw you speak at Agape International Spiritual Center, we were married there on March 22nd, and we actually used no matter what in our vows.
Did you really?
We did.
See? Yep. And you know what that says? It says, I'm going to love you when it's ugly. I'm going to love you when you're difficult to love.
Yeah, I said I'm going to love you and our children no matter what the rest of my life.
And you know what that does? I'm sure John would say what that does is that gives a sense of assurance like, okay, I don't have to be perfect. she's going to love me through my imperfections.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to love her. I had a woman email me after coming to one of the No Matter What workshops, and she said that when she and her husband took, I do this No Matter What acknowledgement ceremony for about a powerful 3-minute acknowledgement ceremony at my live events. I'll be doing them in every city.
Great.
And by the way, people can go to No Matter What Tour,
mm-hmm.
nomatterwhattour.com, and pre-register for the events. But please don't think pre-register is going to reserve your seat solely. You also have to get there early because the key word is free, people. You only need a book to get in, and then you keep the book. So it's a free event. I want people to be inspired. But this woman and her husband did this acknowledgement ceremony that I'll be doing all across the United States. And she said in her email to me, Lisa, we didn't even cry during our wedding ceremony, but we cried during this No Matter What ceremony because we both have been wondering if we should stay married after 14 years.
Mm.
And when you had us do that commitment to one another, we both instantly got that we were staying together to death do us part.
Aww.
And we got it in that moment. And she said, I want to thank you for saving a marriage that I didn't know was in that much trouble.
Well,
and, you know, I went, whoa. And she said, I feel so guilty that we came for free. You know? So I told her, I said, you know what? I said, the conversation is in the book. Bless a couple of people with the book and then invite them out to any city.
Yeah.
We have people flying in from other states that we're not going to just to come to the event.
Well,
because it's time to say no matter what, Kate.
Man.
I mean, like nobody's business. It
That's
is time
right.
around our children,
yep.
getting our children back, you know, making sure our children know I'm there for you no matter what. You're going to make decisions, and you're going to make poor decisions, and you're going to make great decisions, and I'm going to love you through every one of them
mm-hmm.
no matter what. For us to begin to look at our health and say, I'm going to give myself the best possible chance to live a long life. And that was big for me. That was big for me, Kate, because I had begun to pour into my spirit, and I began to build my finances, and I sort of just kind of ignored the health because I didn't know how to gain control of it, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know how. I put on this jacket called 80 pounds one day because it protected me from all of the empty relationships. I had no idea I'd done that. And I got to tell you, I say it just kind of flipping and in passing,
right.
but when you read the chapter on why do I wear this jacket, I think it's maybe chapter 7 or 8,
mm-hmm.
I cried for 3 days when I found out why I put on my jacket.
Right.
That I put on my jacket because I didn't know how to turn away men who just wanted a physical relationship, because I thought when I was saying no to the physical relationship that I might possibly be saying no to the love.
Mm.
And I needed the love so much because I had yet learned how to fall madly in love with Lisa.
Right.
And it wasn't until I learned how to love Lisa that I can then show others, men and women, how I needed to be loved. Oh, now I got to tell you, that's like, I think, chapter 8 in the book, and it took me a week to write the chapter, but it took 90 days to decide to write the chapter.
Yeah, I hear you.
Do you know what I mean?
I do. And
I wasn't ready to talk about my fat jacket or my fear jacket or my insecurity jacket. Oh.
Right. And now, because of the place you're in and because you went through that transformation,
yes.
you've attracted a wonderful love in your life.
Oh.
Beloved.
Oh, Kate, you're going to distract me.
Oh, that's okay. I did the same thing. I took 2 years to become my own beloved because I knew what I was bringing to the table was the problem in my relationships. And so I decided not to have any more relationships until I got straight with me.
Absolutely.
And I did, and then I met John.
Absolutely. And you know what you did was you became your biggest cheerleader.
Yes, I did.
And you no longer, and this is powerful when we can move to a place where you no longer look for a man or a woman outside of you to fill your tank.
Yep.
That you recognize that filling your tank is your job.
It is.
That it's your job to love you first, and then the rest of us will watch the way you love on yourself, and we'll follow suit. We'll follow your example. I realized that I wasn't filling my holes. I had holes in my bucket.
Yep.
You know, I look like a sister, and I wanted someone to come in and pour love into me. Well, the moment they poured love into me, it ran out of the bottle because
right.
I needed to plug that hurt hole. I needed to plug that fear of abandonment hole. I needed to plug that not loving myself hole. And when I began to plug my holes, and when I made a list list of everything I wanted in my man, every characteristic I wanted in him, mm-hmm. his kindness, his love for God, his centeredness, his love for family, his humility, his graciousness. I made a list of everything I wanted about him, and then I didn't look for a man at all. I looked at the list, and I worked to become the list I made.
Of course, that's the key right there, and you did a brilliant job at it.
Thank you.
So tell us about your man.
Well, I just got to tell you, first of all, the story that will make your toes curl is that I'm walking out of Agape after speaking one service, and he's walking in, and I don't normally, you know, melt over a guy. You know, if I do it, no one sees me melting. You know,
right.
I don't become a puddle of chocolate in public, you know. And I saw him. And I couldn't move. He took my breath away. I felt myself gasp.
Mm.
And then I couldn't move. And it wasn't a physical thing. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it was physical. He was beautiful to me physically. But it was his aura. It was his essence. It was his light. And he wasn't even looking at me. He was helping a lady who was on a walker. He was helping her into the door. And I couldn't move. I was frozen in place for 2 minutes. I'm so glad my assistant was there to vouch for me, you know, to be the witness to this crazy story. And she tried to nudge me because I had just spoken in front of all 5,000 people, and she said, "Lisa, we have to move on because you have to catch a flight and we won't have time to sign autographs." And I said, I can't move. This man is beautiful.
Aww.
And he looked up at me right as I said that, and he said, "Oh, hey, Lisa," as if he knew me, very familiar. And I said, "I'm sorry, I don't think I've met you. Do I know you?" He said, "Well, you haven't met me physically, but we've already met spiritually." And I said, "I kid you not. Have you heard the story yet, Kate?"
I have, and it still takes my breath.
So I said, "We met spiritually." He goes, "Yes." He said, "I put you on my vision board 72 hours ago."
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, "Listen, I said, me or a woman like me, you know, African-American woman, Afro, a motivational speaker. You know, I'm thinking in my head, it can't be me. That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen like that. This is not a fairy tale. And you're gorgeous. You can't put me on your board." And he said, "No, I went to Google Images. I typed in Lisa Nichols. I downloaded the photo of you that I liked the most, and I put you on my vision board 72 hours ago." I said, "What did it say?" He said, "It said three things. It said, one, we're going to do a lot of philanthropic work together. Two, that we're going to have a writing project together. And then he said, and the third one, you're not ready to hear yet."
Wow.
And that was 21 months ago, and he's the love of my life.
Oh, of course
and,
he is.
Yes, and he's an orthopedic hand and upper extremity surgeon.
Mm.
And he chose me, and he chose me because I was working on me. I wasn't looking for him.
Right.
And what I realized was that, you know, I talk about, in the book, I talk about saying yes, because I realized that I would say yes when it was safe, but saying the bigger yeses were kind of frightening to me.
Right.
And so I talk about in chapter 6 how to say yes, because I would say yes to business all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I would say yes to serving others all the time, Kate.
Yeah.
But I had a hard time saying yes to the fact that I was worthy of love.
Right.
Real love.
Mm-hmm.
Real love.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a hard time saying yes to the fact that I could be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I could release this weight. Those were way too big for me. I felt like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the doing the work that I outlined for you and others, it was doing the work that I learned how to say small yeses,
mm-hmm.
and that I didn't have to say a huge yes. I just needed to keep saying yes. Oh, okay, I got that. That's it. I didn't have to say a huge yes. I just had to keep saying yes, which is why you hear me in when I speak saying, "Say yes, yes.
Yes.
It's time to say yes, yes.
We do it all the time now.
It's time to say no matter what."
Yes. Yes,
you know,
too.
that saying yes, even if your knees are knocking and your teeth
mm-hmm.
are chattering, it's okay. It's okay to feel fear. It's just not okay to stop when you feel fear. You know, Nelson Mandela says, great leaders are not, and I'm paraphrasing this, great leaders are not without fear. Great leaders just move through the fear.
Right, they do. And I got to tell you this, Lisa, it was after hearing you speak that I went deeper inside of my soul because
oh, yeah.
I am, God's not done with me yet, and
yeah.
I still have a lot of human animal traits, like I still get angry at injustice, and I still get angry when someone hurts a loved one of mine. I still don't feel forgiveness in my heart for evil that gets done to innocent people, and I feel that's the human animal of me, and what I'm moving towards is human spirit. And
yes.
Human spirit, who would I be if I gave up my grudges? Who would I be if I gave up back in forgiveness? Who would I be if I give up negative self-talk?
Yes.
I would be pure human spirit, and who am I to think I can be that? Well, after hearing you speak, that's what I'm saying, this non-smoker thing. It's just a way for me to get to becoming human spirit. I'm pure human spirit already, and just being willing to see it from moment to moment is really my task. And you
I love it. You got me so excited. I'm over here about to scream. I'm like, yes!
Right. And you know, I wrote a poem called Who's There about myself. And who was there at the end of that poem was me. And, you know, it was your watching you speak and hearing what you had to say and feeling your emotions, watching your aura change colors right in your eyes. That really made me want to dig deeper because, you know, I am a very happy woman and I have a lot of blessings in my life and I know that there's a whole lot more to me that I have not met.
Okay, you're going to, I'm so glad that one, we're having this conversation and I'm so glad that one, we get to continue relationship, both you know, in conversation, and you'll see so much of yourself in the book, no matter what.
I understand.
I just got to tell you that I think it's chapter 8. I may start on like 193. The whole conversation is about your forgiveness muscle, and this I'm only saying this because it goes right in line with what you just said.
Right.
It talks about being able to take your emotional pulse. That's the human animal instinct,
right.
And then I talk about giving yourself 1,000 second chances.
Wow.
And then when you get to 999, you press reset every single time. And then I talk about understanding that forgiveness has nothing to do with pardoning someone. It has nothing to do with letting them off the hook. It has nothing to do with allowing them to be right. It has nothing to do with having to have dinner with them again.
Hmm.
Forgiving someone has everything to do with releasing that part of yourself that's hostage to anger.
Yes.
And forgiveness has everything to do with making more of yourself available to spirit and what's possible. And you have so nailed that. So when you read chapter 8, you're going to just go, we said it, know, you're going to see yourself there. But what I'm so excited about in that chapter is that it's just an affirmation for you. You already know you're on the right track. People who are listening to us right now, you know when you're on the right track. And what something like this conversation I hope does and what I believe The Secret could have done for a lot of people, what I hope the book No Matter What does for you, is it just affirms. It affirms you go, girl. It affirms you go, boy.
Yeah.
It affirms that, you were right. You were right about being on track. And, you were right about being stuck right there, too.
Exactly.
You know, and it's all good.
Yeah, and I love that you said, you know, you've made some really great decisions and you made some really not so great decisions. And that provided for you was a great experience,
great lesson.
A lot of wisdom. And, you know, that is what everything is for. There, you know, it's like John and I love to look at every single thing that comes at us. And in the business that we're in, public relations, I'm a talent manager also, radio host also. We're parents. We're conscious parents, the best to our ability. And we're building and building and building. We represent leaders and visionaries who walk their talk and get them out in the world. And it's our absolute joy to do so. And what I'm getting at is we're really busy and a lot of things come at us that we cannot control.
Yeah.
So when that happens to us, instead of go, oh, that's a breakdown, we look at it and say, what's perfect about this?
Right.
And when we say what's perfect about this, we see what's perfect about this.
Yes.
And when we see what's perfect about this, we use it as fuel.
Yeah.
Until you notice what's perfect about something, first you need to be willing to consider trying on the possibility that maybe there is perfection in everything.
Yeah.
And then just see it everywhere.
You know.
It's a muscle you train, like you say.
Yes. Girl, I'm going to jump through this phone and hug and kiss you.
I'm going to do it right back.
Listen, I just got to tell you that, you know, Thursday night, I do the It's Time to Say No Matter What in Los Angeles at Long Beach State University.
Right. And may I tell our listeners all about that?
Oh, please, please.
And
then I want to tell you about what you just said about perfect and what we're going to do there around perfect.
Wonderful. So the live event for Lisa Nichols is, it will be at
Cal State University,
Long Beach, and that address is 1250 Bellflower Boulevard, Long Beach. And the zip code there is 90840. The phone number there is 562-985-4111. That's Thursday, April 23rd. From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Cal State University, Long Beach. You can find that on Lisa's website under the tour. And also after that, in Torrance, you'll be having a book signing on Friday, which
is
April 24th. Oh, you didn't know that?
I did. No. I'm just all excited that you know it. And you're talking about all of it.
Okay. And that'll be from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Borders, 3700 Torrance Boulevard, Torrance, California, 905-03. And
they're free.
Ready to go.
And just grab a book.
Yes.
And if you don't get a book before you come, that's fine. We'll have books there.
At the door.
Yeah, at the door. And what I love about, and we're doing that same free live event in Dallas. We're doing it in Houston. We're doing it in Minneapolis. We're doing it in Chicago. We're doing it in New York. And we're doing it in Atlanta, and I don't know if I said San Francisco. If I didn't,
no.
we're doing it in San Francisco
Great.
As well. And they're all on the No Matter What Tour .com site under tour info. But what I love about that is you talked about perfect. Everything is perfect. During the ceremony, which is so amazing, I don't know if there's ever a dry eye in the house after we do this little short. It's like 3.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But we look at one another. And we just affirm each other, and
mm-hmm.
we say something like, Kate, everything about you is perfect.
Mm.
You know, your decisions have been perfect. The relationship that went great, it was perfect, and the one that you learned a great lesson from, that was perfect too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go into the details. Your eyes are perfect. Your skin is perfect. Your lips, your hips. And there's a little chuckle and giggle, but there are also a lot of tears.
Right.
Because people, you know, I mean, there's a time where you and I both, you know, we questioned, we doubted ourselves, and we needed someone to see, and this is the powerful part, we needed someone to see for us what we may not have been seeing for ourselves.
It takes surrender.
Oh, my gosh. And it also takes us to recognize that inspiration, Kate, is timeless. Inspiration will always fit. I tell people this season, give the gift of inspiration.
Yes,
I mean, and if it's not my book, let it be someone else's book, or let it be a CD. But please give the gift of inspiration, because you're not going to worry about if it's too small, if it's too big, if it smells right. And you always know that if they don't need it now,
they'll need it sometime.
It's going to come in handy sometime. And if they don't ever need it, they're going to be able to bless someone else with it.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I'm excited about the opportunity to be outrageous enough. You got to know that my publishers think I am crazy for going around the country instead of just doing the bookstores, doing these live events. It's a lot of extra work. It's a lot of extra money, you know. But I realize that we're in a time where we need to say yes, yes, an extra yes, and we need to say no matter what. And we need to do it as a community, Kate.
Yes, we do. And there's no experience that a person's going to get just from hearing a radio show.
You're right.
Or seeing a video of you, or reading your book only.
You're right.
They're
going to
get when they see you in person.
You're right.
Experience your energy, because everything is energy. And when our energy is all in that room together, our greatness does peak out, and we do play together in that presence, that you create a safe, wonderful room for us all to be reborn in. And it's a beautiful experience to come and hear you speak live. You manage to make every person, Lisa, feel so very special, like you're just talking to them alone. And you zero in on them with your heart and your soul, even if you're not looking at them. And that was my personal experience of hearing you speak that day at Agape. And honestly, you know, the ceremony you do in 3 minutes that leaves no dry eyes in the house, John and I, our wedding was during the 11 o'clock service at Agape on March 22nd, and it was 7 minutes long. Not one dry eye in the house. My 26-year-old son said, Mom, it was so bizarre seeing everybody, over 1,000 people, crying and sending you love. And you and John Love, who didn't even know who you were.
Right.
He said, that was amazing for me to see. And it was such, it was like a sonic beam of love that went out across the planet.
Yeah, they felt you. They felt you
more than
they could hear. They felt it. And you know, I appreciate the acknowledgement of the connection. And what that is I realize that, you know, you asked me early in the conversation, you know, what am I here to do? What is my
purpose? How should you spend your time?
How should I spend my time? And what I realize is that my time is spent celebrating intimacy. Mm-hmm. And making intimacy okay. And I don't mean the love relationship, sexual intimacy.
Yes.
I mean the intimacy that says, N-2-ME-I-C. N-2-ME-I-C.
I love that. I have goosebumps.
Yeah, you'll find that. That's another nugget in the book, of course. But what I realize is that when I can see into me,
yes,
and I can embrace her,
mm-hmm.
I can love her, then I can say, Kate, come in and connect with me, and let me come in and connect to you. And my gift, you know, the what I spend my time doing is a lot giving, creating a safe space for people.
Yep.
To see into themselves and then to see into each other. You are my sister.
Mm-hmm.
You are my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am your sister. We are here together. We are one.
Oh, you've got that nailed.
Oh.
You've got that nailed so much.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for that acknowledgement.
Yeah, and to see into me is a wonderful way to think of intimacy. And when you become your own beloved like you did, like I did, like so many people are learning how to do through your great work and through your example and your modeling, they're going to find that the intimacy that's most important of all, the greatest love of all, is with themselves. Even Reverend Michael says, if you've got one prayer that you can pray in a day, make it for you.
Yes.
Make it for you.
Yes.
And I also have a term for beautiful, be you to the fullest.
I love it.
So the intimacy, see into me and be you to the fullest. These are ways that people with the blocks towards who they are for themselves and not letting their greatness out and not believing they even have any in the first place because life just has beat them down and they don't know that they can start right from where they are this very moment, you know, open up a book like yours no matter what, or just say the words no matter what,
right,
I'm going
right.
to make it no matter what.
Right.
Those words no matter what have so much power in them. And if people would just start, like, if, you know, anybody, wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, just stop what you're doing and say, yes, yes, no matter what, and see what that does to your energy.
Yeah.
I mean, I just said it, and it was like, woo, you know.
It's
like
a jolt.
Shock, yes.
And you know what's great about the jolt is that it came, it was for you, by you, to you, from you.
Totally.
You know, it was for you, by you, to you, from you.
Yes.
So when we realize that we are enough, we have enough, you have enough insight, intellect, beauty, peace, charm, grace, wisdom, forgiveness, tenacity, passion. You have enough to do everything, not some things, not sorta, but everything that you need to do to
mm-hmm.
live the life you love and love the life you live. When people get that, when we get, I am enough. I, in this moment, with all of my wonderful perfections, imperfections, and everything in between, that it's all perfect. It's
yeah.
all perfect. You know, when we can understand that, when we can get that, you know, so many people are fighting to let that champion out. You know, I want to get
yeah.
That champion. And so I did something really crazy because that's what I do. on nomatterwhattour.com, if you click on free download,
uh-huh.
I took one of the products that's on my product sheet over at Lisa-Nichols that we sell, and I just decided, let's just let people have it for free. It's called Setting My Champion Free.
Mm.
And it's a short, it's like a 21-minute shot in your arm about setting your champion free.
Nice.
You know, as soon as you get charged up, I'll say, all right, it's over, and you'll want to play it again, and you'll want to play it again and again. I have a woman who says every morning while getting dressed, she plays this exact same download. And so I just decided, let me give it to people. Right now, we need to just have those reminders. So if you are in desire, not need, if you're in desire of something that can just be a jolt for you to remind you of the champion that's living and breathing inside of you, the one that's waiting to get out or that's on his way out, then go to nomatterwhattour.com, whether or not you can make it with us, we hope you can make it with us, but go to nomatterwhattour and click on free download and just put in your name, email, it's going to come right to you and enjoy.
Michael Wallach, did you hear that? I have a friend who's listening tonight, and I just wanted him to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So
Michael, that's for you.
Yes, Michael Wallach is a very good person. He also wrote a book, too, but it was for actors, and we all need things like that and instruction from people who have wisdom and experience to share with us.
Absolutely.
And I want to ask you, too, Lisa, we're coming up on the last 4 minutes.
I cannot believe we flew. You're right. It felt like 15 minutes.
Exactly, didn't it?
Yes.
I want to know if your book will be, no matter what, will be available in audiobook form.
It already is.
Yes.
And I got to tell you something.
What?
I'm so excited about the audio form because, you know, I have a drama flair, right?
Well, a bit.
Well, you know that, right?
That's part of your term.
So you know it wasn't the standard read like
no.
this. You know I put some juice on it. You know I
I know that it's a peacock waiting to be heard.
It is. I was in my acting. I was, you know, everyone listening who in this community, the Hollywood community, would definitely enjoy it. But yes, I did. I did the audio version. I want to make sure they were available at the exact same time because some of it's so visceral. You have to listen to it and just kind of close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you that the book is spicy, so drink some water while you read it. I know I have to say that I didn't hold anything back. I came off the stage.
Uh-huh.
I came off the platform. I put down the microphone, and I became your sister. And I told you, I shared with you the things that I didn't think I would ever. I thought I'd go to my grave with these experiences in my head and my heart and not share them. And I couldn't complete the book without sharing them with you. So I got to tell you, there's a large part of my spirit that's still, you know, stretching to be comfortable with, you know, 50 million people knowing that about me. But I believe the service me says that people will get great value out of it because it's teaching you how to really lunge forward, bounce forward, and to do it no matter what.
That's your fingerprint, Lisa, and unless you are expressing your fingerprint in this life, then, I mean, you're in that physical body. You came here to do that.
You're right.
And that probably was so difficult for you. It was not unlike passing through an eye of a needle.
Oh, I can tell you that the wonderful thing about people getting the book is that I want to hear from you. I go on Amazon every day. Not one time have I looked at how I rate it. I that's not important to me. What I am looking at are what are you saying about the book? What did it do for you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did it serve you? Because that's why I went through what I went through, so that it can serve you. And what I know, like I know, is that we get to grow from one another's stories.
Yeah,
we get to grow from one another's journeys. And so I'm excited about, for those who will just get the book, I'm excited for you. And I'm super excited for those who will get the book and join me in one of the cities for a live event so that we can really accelerate to the next level, set ourselves on fire, and create a bridge over this time and so clearly not participate in the mental recession.
Exactly.
You know?
And, you know, another benefit of seeing you live and in person is you get a frequency boost.
Yes.
You get your frequency raised up.
Yes, you do.
And you can't unring that bell. When your frequency gets raised up, that is something, enlightenment is not reversible. It is not.
That's what I love about it. Isn't that cool?
So cool. And, you know, anyone listening to this show is getting a frequency boost.
Yes.
Because radio is frequency.
Yes.
You know, and the voice is frequency. And what I love about the fact you have done an audiobook is we're in a society of multitaskers. And I know for me, if I'm in traffic, I got to listen to some really wonderful personal development, motivational, inspirational something, because that's what traffic is for, in my opinion.
Well, I have to tell you something that someone emailed me. They said that they were listening to the audiobook and they arrived at their destination too soon and drove around the corner four times just to finish the chapter. They said they wouldn't be able to concentrate in the meeting had they not let the chapter finish.
I hear you.
So I'm looking forward to your long drives and your pouring into you during those drives. And I do truly want to hear from people. So, you know, if, you know, you've been inspired by something that we said today, it makes a difference to me. I'm really in this work for service. So, you know,
and this
please.
Is how Lisa Nichols spends her time.
Yes.
They're witnessing it.
Yes, this is
and
it.
Speaking of time, Lisa, we're at the end of our Spiritual Hollywood Hour, and I want to thank you so profoundly from my deepest recesses of my heart for who you be in the world and the way you in the world and for finding your beauty and showing it to us in all of its glory. And you are such a beautiful light for all of us and such a wonderful role model. And you just keep shining that light. And I know our paths will cross over and over and over and over again. And we're just very blessed that you're in the world. So thank you for hearing your call and acting on it. And everybody out there listening, remember, the the last six letters of attraction are action, and Lisa Nichols is a walking example of that. So create the life that you can love and be proud of, and that's your birthright. And we'll see you next week. And thanks again, Lisa, for being our guest this evening, and thank you for listening, everyone. Good night.